Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the special series, Parenting Your Business. If this is the first episode you're listening to in this series, just a heads up that this is not a typical episode of The Modern Manager. Regular episodes begin with a number, and in them I talk about or interview guests on topics related to being a rockstar manager with a thriving team. In episodes that begin with PYB, I talk about my experiences as a mom and what I've learned about myself and how those lessons can translate to help me be a better manager. So here is episode 4, titled, This Way.
You're listening to The Modern Manager, a podcast dedicated to helping you be a rockstar boss with a thriving team. Whether you're looking to upgrade your meetings, cultivate your team, or grow as a leader, this podcast is for you. Now here's your host, Mamie Canfer-Stewart.
My husband and I traveled over the holidays with our two kids. They are old enough now that they can carry their own backpacks and help out with our luggage when we're moving through the airport. This last trip was a bit more hectic than usual. We spent a few days with my husband's family in the snow and then a few days with my family in the sunshine, which meant that we had to pack snow pants and swimsuits for the same trip, resulting in a lot of clothing and each of us having our own suitcase. As we were walking from baggage claim to the rental cars, each of us were pulling our rolly bag, and we had to cross a few streets at the passenger pickup and then maneuver through the parking garage. My husband, no matter how many times I tell him to slow down, walks really quickly and, of course, was in the lead. And I was pulling up the rear, keeping an eye on both of the girls as we were watching for cars and maneuvering through. We made it safely into the garage, and I could see my husband ahead on the right, but my kids had lost track of him. So I started shouting, "This way! Come on, kids, this way." I leaned my head in the direction I wanted them to walk and kind of shoved my shoulder that way. But both my hands were full. One was carrying the rolly suitcase and the other had coffee because if there's coffee, I need it. So I'm calling them to go this way and they are totally not going the way that I want them to go. And I couldn't figure out why. They went to the left and I'd say, "No, this way." They went at an angle and I'd say, "No, this way." And then finally, they started heading in the right direction just as I was catching up with them. I realized in that moment that I was being totally unclear. This way means absolutely nothing when you're walking behind someone. I should have said, "Kids, go to the right," and they do know they're right from left. Or I could have said, "Kids, go towards the green sign." Either of these would have been way clearer and gotten them to actually go to the right place. But just as important was the fact that neither of them turned around to see if I was pointing or to tell me that I wasn't being clear. They just kept walking and kind of trying different directions and listening to me yell this way without actually helping me recognize that it wasn't working. So this moment of frustration and confusion got me thinking, when else am I being totally unclear even though I'm communicating? Because just because I'm talking doesn't mean that everyone understands what I'm saying. Words are tricky and language is just a tool. So what we're thinking doesn't always come out exactly how we intend. And on the flip side, when am I not asking for clarification or for more information so that I can better understand what my colleagues are saying? As managers, it is so important for us to check for understanding and to ask questions to make sure that we fully understand. So are you being clear when you communicate? Are you saying what you mean, or are you leaving too much room for interpretation? Are you asking clarifying questions, or are you making too many assumptions? The next time you have a conversation that's feeling stressful, pause for a moment and ask yourself, what do I really need to say? Or what do I really need to know? Thanks for listening to this episode of Parenting Your Business. If you're enjoying these episodes or have found similar experiences of overlap between being a parent and a manager, I would love to hear about it. Please reach out to me by email at mamie@mamieks.com. And that address is in the show notes if you don't know how to spell Mamie.